Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. Thank you very much for your continued support of a platform that is dedicated, once again, to industrial professionals all around the world. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You innovate. You collaborate. You solve problems. You're making the world a better place. We are broadcasting on-site, Reston, Virginia, at this particular time. It is the OMG Q1 conference. No, it's not a conference. Sorry. Check that. It's a meeting. So it's different than a conference. Q1 meeting. And it is a collection of individuals that are passionate about solving today's challenges and making the world a better place. If you are interested in finding out more, go out to omg.org. That's omg.org. Chris Pickett is in the hot seat. DigiLens is the company. Let's get cracking. All right, Chris. There you go. First one out of the gate. It's morning. I barely even had my coffee.
Very nicely done.
Of course, Mark Sage comes in and says, hey, you got to do this, man. And I can't say no to Mark, so it's one of those things. Can anybody say no to Mark? No, I doubt that. Mark's very persuasive in his red shoes. So are you having a good meeting?
It's a great meeting. Very, very happy to be here with you.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just like you came up by, boom, got to talk to Chris. Yes, let's do it. Let's make it happen because you got Mad Tech right there. Before we get into that Mad Tech, give us a little background on who Mark is, where you come from, that type of thing. Not Mark.
Background on again?
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you who Mark is.
No, don't. That's. I have Mark Sage. I curse him, doggone it. No, Chris, you. Background.
Yeah, so I've been in startups most of my life, right? From a engineering perspective, from a legal perspective, from a business perspective, pushing the envelope of kind of what's possible. The first startup I was in, we did miniaturization technology that was licensed out to all of the semiconductor companies, and went public. A company called Tessera, just a rocket ship, right? And then I've done lighting technology, semiconductor technology, camera technology. This company has got the largest promise of any company I've ever done.
No kidding.
We're talking about the next generation of mobile. We're talking about how to make people more productive in enterprise, industrial, military settings, right? And there's sort of an asymptote that's been reached in making people productive. They're actually, over the last decade, people have gotten less productive in their jobs. This type of technology will give that back to them, right? It will allow them to do their jobs more safely and just faster.
Give us an example. I mean, the glasses are great. It's an augmented solution, or is it? Just take us through that and how that makes me more productive.
Sure. So at the core of this is the lens itself, right? We make a holographic lens that puts information so that there's a projector, goes into the lens. It looks like any lens that like the one you have on right there. The information is put right in front of your eye, but it looks projected out at distance.
Uh-huh.
For instance, if you've got this on and you're in a distribution center, you can grab a box, you can scan the box because your hands are free. If you use this to scan it, you only have one hand.
Yeah.
Right? Scan the box, put it in, check your checklist, which is a virtual checklist over here. Look for the next thing, which may be five rows down and five rows up. And through other rows, but you can see it because this communicates with the RFID on that box, right? So you're just doing it faster. And if you can increase the productivity, you could save money.
Oh, yeah. And that's a no-brainer. That makes sense. When you say you're looking at it, you're looking at it through the lens. It's projected out. So, right. And then when I have checklists, can I just check, or how does that How does that interaction work? It's like, okay, I see this, I've done that.
Sure. Yeah, so let's go through the glasses itself, right? This is a full computer on your head, right? It's got two lenses that will project information in a 3D scenario. You got a 48 megapixel camera in the center that a remote expert can come through, see things that you see, and help you fix things. Draw in your mind's eye because
Oh, I got you. Go ahead, right? Continue. We're gonna
You've got two cameras on the side, global shutter cameras on the side that scan the room and create a model of your environment so that you can place digital content persistently in space. So you can put a checklist here, walk into the other room, come back, that checklist is still there.
No kidding.
Yeah. Because you've created a model of the room.
Yeah.
Right? And really, these are just a window into seeing that digital content that you put in space. You've got five microphones on this thing, two for the user, two for the environment, one for directionality of the sound, so that only the user can command the unit. You've got two speakers for spatial audio. You've got batteries in both of these temples, global GNSS satellite connection here, USB for power and data. This thing is
jam packed,
and the kitchen sink.
How long does with all of that tech that's being attached to those glasses?
Yeah.
How long does the battery life? I mean,
the battery life is about 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And you can extend it by just putting an external battery on it as well. So it's got Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. It's got the most powerful mobile processor in the world, the XR2 chipset from Qualcomm in it. Uh-huh. And you can put a 5G dongle on it as well and use it with 5G.
How long has this been in the works? I mean, that just doesn't happen overnight.
It does not.
That technology, where to place the cameras, the speakers, all the tech. How long has that been in sort of that phase of design?
So honestly, the hardest thing to do in this whole thing is the lens itself.
No, because
what you're actually doing is we've got two projectors, micro projectors here. The micro projectors project a pupil image, which is captured, turned, and then expanded in this sheet of glass.
Uh-huh.
And then presented to the eye here. But if you do that with your finger, obviously your finger's out of focus.
Yeah.
The image is in focus and projected at a distance, which is a very, very challenging thing to do. There's only a few people in the world that can do it.
Yeah.
We're the only company that can do it at a consumer price point. So these have taken, we've been developing these over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And they're to the point that they are the best displays in the world for this purpose. The rest of this, I hired a world-class team. A guy named Nima Shams, who was at a company called ODG. He's been developing head-worn devices for about 15 years. And the reason you see this in the last about 2.5 years of development is he and his team have developed about 15 or 16 different headsets over time in those last 15 years. So it takes experience, right?
Yeah, you're not coming to me knocking on my door and saying, "Hey, Scott, we want you to be a part of the team."
Exactly. Anyway,
because I'm just dazzled by it. Let's say I have some vision issues. I'm not 20/20 or whatever. Can that be adjusted to meet my vision limitations
whatever? There's two things that we can do for that. Yeah. There's a little track in here that allows us to just pop in correctives. That's cheapest way to handle that.
Yeah.
We also have a halo accessory. So if you look at these little temple things, you can pop them off.
Yeah.
And then that can pop into a halo that allows this thing to sit on your skull as opposed to your nose and your ears and just pop up, which means you can wear your own correctives, your own prescriptions underneath these.
See.
So this is why experience matters.
Because that is amazing. Where do you see it going? I mean, this is still sort of tip of iceberg type of. I would imagine it's in production now, right?
We're going into mass production. We're going through regulatory right now. It's in mass production in Q2 of this year. Where do I think this goes? We designed this specifically for industrial, enterprise, military applications. So this, you know, this is a tank. I mean, it's literally magnesium molded. You can drop it on a concrete floor. It will hold up. We're talking with a bunch of different military customers because they need to visualize, and they need to do simple things like, I'm in theater and I need to fix something, but I don't know how to fix it. I need to bring somebody else in so they can see what I see.
Yeah.
Got my hands because I'm wearing it on my head, and they can show me how to fix it.
Can they project the, just like, okay, this is what, where you can, like a,
yes,
so projection.
They
how about that for not knowing any words?
they can literally show you things, checklists or they can overlay
diagrams?
Things on a diagram or overlay something on an engine to help you fix the engine or the person that may be hurt in front of you because it's just another way to fix something. Right? So it's healthcare, it's maintenance. And then you can use it in theater as well for the warriors that are, you know, helping people.
God. I think this is just absolutely so amazing. It's real. That to me it's not theoretical. It's real. It's tangible. It's there. It's right in your hands.
It's ready to go.
Oh, I love the future. I'm just getting too old. I want to be a part of it. How do people get a hold of you, Chris?
We're in Sunnyvale, California. Just come see us. We're at digilens.com.
Digilens.com. Hey, do you do LinkedIn?
We do.
Well, there you go, man. We'll have all that.
Hit me up on LinkedIn.
You are absolutely spectacular. I enjoyed that conversation immensely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For being flexible and making me and allowing me to call you Mark there for a moment and then getting you all confused right off the bat because you are the first interview of the day.
Thanks so much.
That's what I'm doing. All right, listeners, we're going to have all the contact information for Chris Pickett out on Industrial Talk. His LinkedIn stat card plus his email and all. We got it right here. It's all in our hands. Reach out to that. That is Mad Technology. That is a must connect. Thank you very much for joining. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
I got to tell you, man. So after our conversation that I had with Chris, that I put on those glasses, and it was amazing. The glasses, you've just got to trust me on this, that augmented reality, what is being delivered by the team at DigiLens is amazing. And it's still sort of scratching the surface. It's still the tip of the iceberg. It's amazing. So after that conversation, I put them on, and I was just absolutely dazzled with just a test pair. It was amazing. So anyway, I'm geeking out on the stuff, so you got to check it out. DigiLens, fantastic. Reach out to Chris. All right, Industrial Talk is here for you, industrial professionals. Let's connect. Go out to industrialtalk.com and connect. It's me, right here. All right, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with Chris. Augmented reality, change the world. We're gonna have another great conversation shortly.